I grabbed a postcard, made sure it said Alamo on it, slapped it down, and wanted to be that first customer.
Visitor Sue Wigson purchased the first item from the newly reopened Alamo gift shop. The Ontario native didn't grow up learning Texas history, but now wants to dig in.
We got caught up in the gift shop instead, so now we're going to go backtrack and learn about the history of the Alamo.
And that's exactly what Deputy Land Commissioner Larry Lane wants. The reason the gift shop closed for renovation is to attract customers and increase revenue, since admission to the shrine is free.
The flow is better. A lot of the merchandise is a lot different.
Here inside the Alamo gift shop, they've got Caliente chili oil and, of course, coonskin hats. I'm told the remodel may not have happened had it not been for a mix-up with the Daughters of Republic of Texas when they oversaw the Alamo. That was back in November, when an original copy of the Texas Declaration of Independence was thought to be missing.
The Attorney General's office was responding to some letters and some inquiries, and that's what got started an investigation. So it was all wrapped up by the legislature giving it to us. And so we're excited about, you know, moving forward.
Lane says the DRT still manages the Alamo's day-to-day operations. As Davy Crockett once said, we have the rights as individuals to give away as much of our own money as we please in charity. But as members of Congress, we have no right to appropriate a dollar of the public money. None of the $250,000 to $500,000 remodel used taxpayer dollars. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.